As we salute fundraisers across the Niagara region, one of the first names that comes to mind is that of Dan Giancola. Yes, the living legend himself. Dan, I have to ask you this. Now, you've been involved in so many fundraisers. We're going to touch on that in just a moment. What made you get involved with the fundraising endeavors in the first place? And can you remember your first one and why and how you got involved with it?
Wow. Well, you know what, Chuck? Honestly, the first reason, honestly, was filling the void of when I was playing professional football. Like, I was blessed enough to have been part of Sick Kids, and it's been so near and dear to heart to me. And when I stopped playing football, you know, it was one of the biggest things that I missed was going to the hospitals and putting the smile on the kids' faces and signing autographs and you know, fun stuff like that. You know what I mean? It makes your heart feel good. And, I just got to the point where it was like, I was so depressed because I'm like, wow, like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I don't play professional football. And I don't know, it just hit me. And I thought to myself, man, you know, why do I have to play professional? I mean, I did it. I played the game. And anybody can do this. You just got to want to do it. And I thought, you know, what the hell? Let's do it. So, there was a young girl that was in my class. You asked me the first one I did, which was cystinosis, which is a very rare disease. And one of the young girl's moms was in my class, and Abby was in the class, you know, with her. And man, we just all really gravitated to her. We helped the family out a couple times. We raised a few little money here and there. We did. We gave her a Christmas thing here, and I thought, you know, how cool would it be, like, if we did a gala? And so we did a gala. And we were at the Stone Mill Ballroom at Johnny Rocco's. We sold the place out. We had 320 people, I think. And we raised, like, $36,000. It was insane. And from that point on, it was just like, wow, man, like, I want to do this, like, every year, and I want to just pick a different cause. And that's what's led me, you know, to all the other ones I've been on.
Who are your inspirations to get involved, to do the things that you're doing now?
My family, man. You're going to make me cry. You're going to make me cry. My great-grandparents, my grandparents, my mom and my dad, they've taught us to never, I'm really trying to find the words, man. It's more of just being able to do for people and just love to, you know, to give. I'm not big on receiving. I'm really not. And, you know, when you guys called me about this, I was so, so humbled and so grateful. And I thought to myself, like, why me? Why do I deserve this? You know? And so it means a lot to me. And so those are my inspirations. And then, of course, all the young kids that I worked with and continue to do to this day who are suffering. And, man, it really makes you realize how lucky we are. So, yeah.
Well, you say you're not a receiver, so I guess it's a good thing. It's a good thing you were a kicker when you played pro football then, eh? Not a receiver.
Absolutely. I wouldn't be too good.
Dan, we have to mention, too, that not only all the fundraising endeavors that you take part in right across the Niagara region and help out so many people, but you have also become a very successful businessman. Tell us about that side of things.
Oh, man. I've owned my own fitness studio for the last 11 years, BTO Performance in Thorold. And, man, you know, you can't ask for a better job life after life after football, Chuck. Honestly, it's so gratifying. It's just that amazing feeling. You know, somebody comes up to you and says, you know, you changed my life. You know, I'm off my medication now, and I feel better about myself. I have more confidence about myself. And, you know, it's been 11 years. I've been a personal trainer for 19 years, you know, working in clubs off and on. But the last 11 years, owning my own business in Thorold has been just a blessing, man. I don't call it a job, just like I did football. I played football, and I come to my studio and I continue to play.
Well, Dan, you know what? You talked about who inspired you, and I have to honestly tell you, I think on behalf of a lot of people, you inspire a lot of us each and every day with just your attitude and what you've overcome and what you do to this day, and we can't thank you enough for joining us here.
Chuck, thank you so much, man. And again, I am so honored, and thank you for thinking of me and just allowing me to be me, man. And I really appreciate it. I love you. I love you guys.
Dan Giacola, we love you too, as we salute our fundraisers from across the Niagara region.